It has been a great week with lots of highlights for these kids to remember. One of those highlights, USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who had words of wisdom to share.
I know of no other organization of young people in this country today that is more significant and more serious about grappling with the fundamental challenges that we face. It's not just about agriculture. It's about the economy of the country. It's about the compassionate nature of America. It's about the ability of America to send a message to the world that we are the most caring and compassionate nation. And you are at the center of it. So my challenge to you today is to continue your work. Continue with enthusiasm and energy. Continue to support agriculture. Continue to celebrate it. And when you talk to your friends and neighbors who may not understand farming, who may not understand agriculture, make sure that they understand three simple points. One, that each one of us has the ability to do with our lives what we choose to do because most of us have delegated the responsibility of feeding our families to the American farmer. It's created this great freedom for us to choose occupations and jobs beyond agriculture. But we can't do that without extraordinarily productive farmers. And we need to appreciate those who farm, those who support our families. Secondly, when we leave the grocery stores in this great country of ours, we leave with more money in our pocket than anybody else in the world because we spend less on for our food as a percentage of our paychecks than anyone else in the world, which means that we have freedom to go out and buy additional items, to stimulate the economy. Again, central to this great economy is American agriculture. And finally, I suspect in this audience, there are moms and dads and proud grandparents. And I suspect that some in this audience have a son or daughter, a niece or nephew, or a grandson or granddaughter who have served admirably in our military. Many of you, but not all of you, come from rural areas. And I think there's an understanding in the rural parts of this country that too much is given, much is expected. There's an understanding and appreciation, as farmers understand, that you can't keep taking from the land, you have to give something back to it or it will stop producing. And that value system is alive and well in rural areas because of a strong agricultural history and heritage. So whether it's freedom of opportunity, more money in our pockets, or brave young men and women willing to serve us and protect us, it all starts with American agriculture. And it all must continue with you, the future of American agriculture. God bless you all.